Welcome, everybody. It's a Monday. We're here. What's different? Well, not much really. We're going to talk State of Origin. We will review the weekend very briefly. Joel's brought one of his kids here, so I suppose we're a creche. Yeah. That's what we've turned into here at Sportsman's. Sportsman's. Get him on the side.
Get him inside. Get him outside.
And two of his mates, Paxi. So
almost caught a glimpse of his head just walking off that set there.
Right? Timing is everything.
Yeah. Gentlemen, I don't mind doing this Monday. Hello, everyone. We are 2 days early because of Origin. Joel Kane, hello to you.
Dan, how are you, mate? We are set to go, aren't we, Cole Morton?
We are up and about. Can't wait. So up and about. We've still got the makeup on the desk. That's how fired up we are.
Now, Sean, you were telling me before he arrived, touch late, that Joel was whacking people on social media for the bye.
No, not whacking, just engaging. People were coming after you.
Taking the bait, was I?
There was a little bit of a hook in the mouth.
Yeah.
So I think.
No, I've come around. Well, I'm embracing the 2 points for the bye. I'm actually going to go a step further. What I also want to add to that, I'm all about giving, like everyone wants to give 2 points for the bye. What we need to do next year, every player who doesn't play, 3 dalian points. Each.
Yeah. Okay. Well, if you're going to be an idiot,
just end this now. Is it not the same thing? Every single player who doesn't play, three dalian points.
Too far,
Now, let's be honest, tough weekend to watch. They weren't great games. Yesterday was entertaining. Well done to the Raiders. Great win over the... They're coming along, Canberra.
Had an idea to fill in a few blanks, because it is a long way to wait, isn't it, for that one game on a Saturday night.
Mm.
What do you think about having a Challenge Cup for the New South Wales Cup and the Queensland teams during
can
that
we
period.
Can we get an idea, just looking at Cam backstage, can we get an ideas strap?
Yeah.
Strap? No, a warning.
A strap or just, something, a warning.
Like a like
or,
brain, yeah, the brain comes. Emoji. Yeah.
What do you think about
something
that?
Something comes out of it.
Gimmicky? Generally, it feels a bit gimmicky.
Fair enough.
It feels a bit like watching water sprayed at you.
Yeah.
Ducking for...
Do people watch it? I don't know. Maybe they would.
I'd probably watch it, to be
honest. I don't hate it.
Speaking about watching and what you're referring to him going to that, mate, Top Gun, seriously.
Yeah, I need to go and see it. Oh,
like, took the kids there, had a couple of drink poos in there, which is good. One of the great experiences. It was outstanding. Did you love it?
Oh, yes. Now, a week on, now I'm not going to give away anything, I promise, because I know many people haven't seen it.
Mm-hmm.
The ending is ridiculous. But I had a great time, loved it. We'll go and watch it again.
You wouldn't.
I will watch it again.
You wouldn't expect anything less, though.
Even by Top Gun standards, was a bit... Hang on, this is just ridiculous. This is just ridiculous now. But, hey, I don't know how many... I don't know what Tom Cruise has done, but the man is ageless.
He is ageless, isn't he?
Yeah, I think there's some plug work going on, but I'm okay with
there's
it.
There's plenty going on in the sort of... north of the shoulder region for Tom Cruise.
By the way, two of my favourite young stars, Miles Teller, you put him in anything I'm in. He was Rooster's son.
Rooster, yeah.
And Glenn Powell. Now, he was the cocky one. I think that guy's going to be a proper movie star.
Who? Oh, right.
The real... it was a week ago. I've forgotten the names.
Good-looking bloke. What's the old Ed Harris?
He's a beauty, isn't he? He should have been in more.
He's a beauty.
I tell you what, 10 minutes in, you're going, all right, I'm ready for some Ed Harris.
Yeah. What about the bell?
Never saw him again.
What about the bell?
I haven't seen it, so this is all over my...
You know the bell? That bell toll? When they sort of get a bit fair dinkum?
Oh, yes.
Oh, so good.
But only... Okay, this is the last bit I'm giving away.
Yeah, wind it up.
Only one danger zone. Not good enough producers. They were perfect. They had the right mix of nostalgia and sort of fresh.
Yeah, blame Lady Gaga for that. Lady Gaga had the range for the music.
I won't have any negative words said about Lady Gaga. Let's save it for your Bambi. Let's do this. Ah, yes, indeed. What was your observation? Go on.
No, I can't say.
You said they shouldn't...
You
can't kill it. Okay.
We need a whole Top Gun podcast.
Okay, that's it. That's it. We'll go and watch it. Hurry up, then you can participate in this conversation. In all seriousness, I'm struggling to come up with Bambis on a Monday. I need 2 days, Monday, Tuesday, just to marinate in a bit of hatred. Because I'm happy and
You keep notes, don't you?
When I remember to.
Yeah, see, I need to lift my game in that department. I've got a notes section set up purely for it, but I never forget to dive in there straight away.
A notes section set up for it.
Just for Bambis.
Yeah,
but I don't populate it enough. And when it comes to this time of the week, I'm like...
I had one but it was too, it wasn't Bambi, it was too fish in a barrel. So there was a, you know, Johnny Depp and Amber Heard, and then there was a reactionary story, and it just started, and I took a screenshot of it. TV and radio star Angie Kent says blah, blah, blah. TV and radio star Angie, she was a reality, I think she was one of the Bachelorettes. But I thought, no, that's too easy. Anyway, Joel.
Yeah, now I really hope this Bambi person is not watching, and you'll understand why.
Oh, no.
George Kambosos.
Oh, no.
I'm not one who gets around the fight game, but I actually bought the fight, and I didn't even get to see the fight. So,
can you look at the camera, Joel, if you're going to whack him?
I bought the fight, and I said, boys, you've got to watch this, and Kobe, you've got to watch this, because it could be a very, very massive moment for Australian sport. And it was. And he was so brave, and he ripped in. He went the whole way with this Devin Haney, who no doubt about
that
it.
That camera, Joel, come on. Which camera? No, that camera. That camera.
He was no
there.
Doubt a
come
superstar. On, sorry, we've got the two shot here, but that's the three shot. Anyway.
Because you've only been doing TV for 15 years.
But a bit of a passive aggressiveness from the great Georgie Kambosos at the end. He said no fewer than about five times. Look, I'll let him have his moment. I'll let him have. You don't have to let him have his moment. He's having his moment. It's his moment.
That's a good
George. It is his moment. And by you letting him have his moment, but aside from that, he was so, so brave, wasn't he, in that fight?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was he?
But he got pummeled.
He got pummeled, yeah.
Yeah, but he ripped in for the 12 rounds. That's just a disclaimer.
Yeah, okay, do you think the risk of offending my main employer? No, I won't. I mean, sometimes some fights are great, sometimes they're not. Do you think you got your $60 value for money?
Well, given the fact I paid 60 and didn't see it, I actually caught up with it later. But
yeah, I know, you get the replay.
Yeah, I think so.
Good,
think so.
That's it.
So many times boxing, you are so... I think boxing's in a really good place.
Yeah.
So often it was a dodgy decision, or it was finished too quick.
It's made a fight back.
It's made a massive fight back.
I went to... So I was away a few days in the Goldie when Gallen had his fight. The pub was packed on a Wednesday night. People were cramming.
Can I do a little Bambi? Like, I love everyone scoring it.
I used to do that job.
People who have never grown up with boxing in their life, and they're like, I've got it scored.
Well, say Mark Wilson's his name. Come on.
Oh, did he do it, Bob?
He was accurate, too. He nailed it.
Was he?
Yes. So don't bag him.
Everyone's a boxing pro.
Can we quickly touch on the...
It's like diving at the Olympics. You watch it for 2 minutes. Oh, no splash. Oh, that's a good dive.
The post-fight... in the ring antics by all those hangers-on. How much of a wanker do you have to be just to get the access all areas to actually get in there? Yeah. Well, and then the dads were both. I think Georgie's dad was in there trying to start a fight. Like, come on. I mean, we get it's theatre and all that, but the fight's taken place. Well, maybe before.
I think the master of that back in the day was Rodney O, which probably tells you all you need to know of getting in there. Remember, he was I think he was Mundine's announcer, but somehow he'd be in the ring when Mundine would win his fight.
Do you reckon that...
The Lucas Brown punch, by the way, that was your $60 there. You just smashed that bloke.
I think boxing has got to go right on with it. So if you're going to have all this theatre beforehand and hate each other, not every time can finish with you loving each other. I think you've got to carry on with the hatred.
Mm.
Don't you reckon?
Well, it just goes to show how much of the pre...
Theatre.
Well, how much of the pre stuff is just complete horse shit when they're hugging each other straight away. I thought the same thing. But, you know, we need that.
Also, the giveaway that Kambosos thought and his camp may have thought... I'm not saying what happened last year was lucky, but taking the money as soon as it's on offer, the big fight.
So smart.
Beautiful business. And to get the rematch clause as well. In Australia, I believe.
Set yourself up.
I'd suggest don't take it to Marvel. That looks like a horrible venue for combat
sports.
Where
would you take it?
Probably Acer Arena. He was beaten so badly, it's not going to fill a football stadium. I wouldn't. Maybe Combank. A lot of Greeks in Sydney. I'd take it to Acer Arena. You'll fill that. You'll get 15,000, 18,000. You get a much better atmosphere.
Mm. I only caught up in the later rounds. Was he ever in the game?
No.
Or was it one-way traffic?
One-way traffic.
Right.
There were rounds.
No one saying he should have won or no.
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 No. It was 10 rounds to 2, roughly. There you go. Scoring. That's it. You got a Bambi, Shauna?
No, I don't. Let's move on. Too much Top Gun, too much boxing for mine. Let's get into Origin.
Yeah, cool.
And mark that down, Cam. Is another week where Sean hasn't done his... Bambi. Let's talk Origin. Tell us, Sean, where the market is going. I see the market hasn't changed that much, about $1.60, $2.35 as we start by talking head-to-head, $1.60, 35, and it's been that way for a week.
It's been that way since pretty much we put it up, I think. And it's still, vast majority of the money is still on Queensland, despite being the outsiders on the road. It's hard to, well, hard for me. I know some people at this table might be Queensland. I can't really make a strong argument for it, but punters at Sportsbet certainly are. It's about 75% of the money at head-to-head level is on them. I think it might shift back towards New South Wales the closer we get to kickoff. But that's a current lay of the land. Line minus 3.5. Very, very tricky.
Cool.
3.5, which I touched on last week. That suggests that it's probably neutral venue, toss of the coin, home advantage, giving it the Blues way, which again, I struggle to sort of agree with that. I think there's a little advantage New South Wales way in terms of the teams that have been selected.
When you blokes see 3.5, do you just say, I'll go with it, if I think the favourite's going to win, I'll just take my chances?
It's hard, certainly in Origin, because the total's so low.
Yeah.
Generally low-scoring game in game one. I don't think there's a huge gap between the team, but it's a nice little 2 points to have on your side.
There have only ever been 24 out of 121 Origins where the margin has been less than 4. So less than 20%, is that about 20%? 20% of Origins are within that 3.5. 4 points is the most popular margin, 23 times. So, you know, we talk about the pageantry of Origin and every game's close. Not the case. So 3.5, if you think New South Wales are going to win, I'd suggest probably go with them.
To counter that argument, in Sydney, right, and everyone talks about the dewy surface in Sydney, the last 9 games, 8 of the 9 decided by 6 or less.
Yeah, okay.
8 decided by 6 or less, 5 decided by 2 or less, mm-hmm. right? And in 10 years, in Sydney, Queensland have not won by more than 2. So
right.
You think about their great teams, Queensland have not won by more than 2 in
okay.
Sydney.
There you go. I like that, Joel.
Nice. Yeah.
There you
stats.
Go.
Big win, little win is where we go next. I don't... I could be wrong, Sean, but... the two favourites there, the 1-12s, and I imagine they're the popular picks.
Mm. Yeah, it's generally the only bets that we write in the big win, little win market is always on those 1-12s. And for that fact, it's always shorter than what you'd see in a normal regular season game, impacted by the total as well. 36.5 makes it hard for a team to win 13+, but could be a little related double. We know we like to swim against the tide, Shug, when it comes to that sort of stuff. If you're having the same game, then I can't see a lot of points in the Queensland team. So maybe a little unrelated double, 13+ unders or something like that could be something to think about. But we'll pick it apart.
Joel, speaking to your point, there has not been a 13+ at a core since 2004.
Yeah.
20 games in a row, the margin has been 1-12. And game ones... just 2 games 13+ since 2004. So before you butt in, yes, 2003 must have been a 13+ if we're going back to 2004, but 13+ just twice in nearly 20 years.
Sorry to bombard the listeners with and viewers with numbers, but game one, 10 of the last 11 have been under the total match points. So
let's bring that up.
Well, they're under the current total. So 34 or less, 10 of the last 11 games in Origin 1, it's currently 36.5. So...
I've mentioned, let's go through the actual numbers, right? So last year, 56 points in the game. Turbo was in the absolute form.
So prior to that, 10 in a row.
Latrell Mitchell was there as well. There was points all over the park.
I think you have to discount that based on Townsville and six again.
Six again as well. Now, six again isn't completely gone, but it's vastly different to how it was. But prior to that, 32, 32, 34, 32, 10, 21. We're going back to 2015, 2014. So it becomes a little bit irrelevant, but... I at the risk of sounding like a broken record every time we record a Game 1 Origin podcast, they're just so focused on
not losing
the game.
Yeah.
And you can sort of read into how Queensland's probably picked their side as well. By going Ben Hunt over Harry Grant to start the game, it doesn't tell me they're really keen to jump out of the box. I think they just want to turn it into an arm wrestle for the first 15, 20, 25, and then inject Harry Grant to try and spark their attack. So I don't... And I think you're keen... You might be keen on the under
I love
first
that
half. But the total in the first half.
Oh, yes, so I've
you,
got that.
You mentioned previously.
I think no matter what happens, I think it's going to be a tight, nervous start from both teams. You know the thing that worries me, though? Have you noticed a lot of grounds have been cut really short of late. So I don't know if it's because we've seen those drone shots like a Brookie the other night, and it was bare and dew not a factor. Canberra Stadium.
Would you like to make a public apology, by the way, speaking about Brookvale?
Why?
You had the audacity, the gall, the temerity, the hubris, right?
Hubris.
I learned that watching a show the other night, where Jason Saab and the whole rugby league community goes, here he goes. Mm. Jason Saab takes off to punctuate the game and intercept. We were tipping the left winger, which turns out wasn't Jason Saab. It wasn't Tupolotu, it was Jason Saab.
Yeah.
And we're going, okay, come on, Dan. Come on, Dan. Come on, Dan. Come on, Dan. Goodbye! And you didn't do it.
No, I haven't done it all year. I've just rested it for a while. It'll come out for a big game.
Be honest. Was it trying to come out?
Well, my natural instinct was to say it.
Was there a little thing on your thing saying, come on in, come and get it out?
I'll bring it back, I promise, but I'm saving it for a big game, and I'm sorry, but Manly v Warriors at 38-12 in round 13 doesn't qualify as a big moment. Yeah. Yeah. But okay.
It was in your head, though, wasn't it?
Of course it was in my head. I mean, it's Jason Saab. He's got 90 metres to cover. Yeah. There's about 8 seconds, 9 seconds to talk.
I think it's worth giving him a rap for not saying it. It's harder to not than to actually fall in the trap. So, you're right.
All right, move on. We're on the unders. Now let's get to the really fun bets where we might be able to get some lovely value. We start with first try scorer. First try scorer. Sorry, I was going to do the alternate total match points as well, which you can play around with and really pump up your odds. First try scorer, no surprise, it's the wingers, top of the market there. Katoni Staggs at $13. Not a massive try scorer in the NRL, Katoni, so I'm a bit surprised to see him as third New South Wales favourite. Do you a bit of meat there, Shauno, for the Queensland wingers in double digits?
Mm.
Wingers, backs have scored 18 of the last 21 Origin first tries. Wing or centre, all three last year, and 11 out of the last 14. So, pretty good odds, Sean, for wingers. Obviously, Ponga's a fullback, but you're getting some meat on that bone.
Yeah, you are. And we need to talk about this left-right scenario for New South Wales. I've heard that Tupou's shifted to the right in training.
Oh, right.
And then for the other side of the coin, Coates has gone left for Queensland. So that the feeling that we're getting is they've done that to counter out Coates in the air. Cobbo's no midget, you know. So this is what we got to last week about the strange. There's a little bit of contradiction in how they've sort of picked the side. It's very, very strange. And a lot's been made around Brian To'o not being...
Sorry, where did you say Tupou's gone?
He's gone to the right edge.
To the right edge?
Mm. Yeah, which is interesting. I know they're pros and he'll be able to sort it out. But we sort of keep on waiting for Brian To'o to be beaten in the air.
Excuse me.
He hasn't really been yet. So I think he's going to be okay. It's going to be interesting to see how New South Wales left side attack fires. Tarek Sims will play left, hasn't really got a passing game in him, and Jack Whiten's going to be over there as well. Again, that's going to be the interesting thing for me, how that left side attack does function, because it just looks on paper that a little bit of the spark might have been taken out of it just by a few of those selections. So very interesting.
First try, where are you leaning?
Oh, I've got Tupou. Tupou's been the first try scorer in a grand final. He was the first Roosters try scorer in a grand final on that left-hand side. I will say this. The Penrith Panthers left centre has had a fill up the last few years. So you had Stephen Crichton, who was left centre 2020, top try scorer for Penrith. Matt Burton last year, top try scorer for Penrith. And Isaac Tago absolutely flying. So Jack Whiten's got to be a chance. Excuse me, but as I've mentioned before, I wouldn't be surprised. Well, if Tupou's gone right, this has thrown me out a little bit. I was thinking that perhaps Staggs could start on the bench. But now that you're saying Tupou's gone right, why wouldn't Stephen Crichton be the left winger to have that Penrith combination?
You think... I'm not sure Freddie does that.
He doesn't.
Once he names the team, he goes with it.
Well, I was doing it on the theory that Tottenham would be right, you'd have Crichton at right, and when they do the crossfield kicks, they need to switch. But anyway, we'll
see. Everything you say makes sense. This,
we're relying on Twitter updates for people that are watching New South Wales train to say that Tupou's gone right. So, It makes sense. They've clearly done it to try and counter Coates in the air. And I don't know where we're getting this big love affair with Xavier Coates. I know he's tall.
Yeah.
But he's...
Well, I think tries in Origin are so hard to come by that the high kick for the corner, you know, is the always go-to. Look at the Roosters yesterday. They just popped it up for Suali. Yeah, by the way...
And I don't want to... Let's be careful. Suali's got Xavier Coates.
Yes.
He's got absolute lengths on him.
Oh.
Yeah, he does, in the air. I'm not fully buying into this Xavier Coates in the air stuff.
Can I ask you a question?
The Xavier hater.
Just in the event that it's a close game, there's a field goal needed at the end. Now, you may not know the answer to this, because it's a tricky question, but you may. So apologies for not giving you the heads up. But hypothetically, we're 16 all, and a team goes for a field goal at the end and it misses by 4,000 kilometres, right? And I've got a challenge up my sleeve. Can I say, can we challenge that? I thought that might have went over, right?
Yeah, you can.
Now, in the challenge, you're almost certain someone's going to be offside. Will they let you challenge it?
There you go, see, ideas committee again.
And will they let you challenge it? And if someone's offside, will you get the penalty in front?
Well, we saw yesterday.
But as a coach, you need to know that answer.
Letter of the law. Billy Slater's crafty enough to... I'm not saying Freddie's not, but Billy, he's so smart, that bloke.
Yeah.
He might know that.
Why wouldn't you? The game's over.
Okay. Well, we'll see. That'd kill the captain's challenge, by the way. If that happened and just
the world would
not
down, it'd be a
that'd just be the end of the captain's challenge. Well, thank you.
Yep.
Not worth it. Right, anytime try scorer. Same faces that we see pretty much. Val Holmes makes an appearance there. But anyone not on that list that might take your fancy?
That actually looks a big price, doesn't it, for Val? $3.50.
Well, he's centre.
Yeah, but he's just a big game player, isn't he? A big game try scorer. No one on that list. I mean, Tupou, I think, would be a chance on that left if he plays left.
Good odds.
James Tedesco, he's just in a mood.
Oh, yeah.
20-plus carries a match. He's going to have a shot on goal. $2.80. So that's just about a 1-in-3 shot. His shot's on goal. 20-plus carries a match, 8 tackle busts. And you just know Teddy, in a state of origin, he's going to have 25 carries.
Mm-hmm.
Nathan Cleary, has never scored in Origin after about 10 games.
Okay.
He might be due.
While we've got Kurt Capel, that's my pick, because I'm all in for Harry Grant, right? That's my guy for Origin 1. Because I'm thinking late in the game, how often do you see the Storm just Grant floating out? Cam Smith was the master of this, but Harry Grant's pretty good too, and just linking up with a big bloke, steaming through. And I was trying to justify Tino, but he doesn't score tries. Ruben the Hurricane Cotter, but I don't know. Will he be on the field when that moment happens? So give me Kurt Capel at 6.50 as an anytime.
Now, he's not on there probably for good reason, but and this is why I would love to have seen Stephen Crichton named it in that left centre position. So he'll be up against Dane Gagai and Selwyn Cobbo. We think that's how it's going to line up. Gagai not in the best form. He got stood up against the Warriors by, I can't remember who it was, a couple of weeks ago. Just defensively, it looks like he's just showing his age a little bit. Now, the caveat with this bloke is he turns into an absolute beast every time he puts on a Queensland jersey.
Mate, he's the Olsen Filipina
Origin. Playing left?
Stephen Crichton, if he plays, he'll come on in Jack White's spot.
And what White?
Stags will be right.
Mm.
Yeah.
And White will go to a sort of
utility
back row, I think. I mean, that's what I would like to see. And I think I touched on the New South Wales left side probably not being as sharp as maybe what it could be, but I think they'll be targeting that right edge of Queensland. That's where it looks to be a little bit weaker. But Teddy, you're right. You're going to get a big sight for your money from a try scoring perspective, and also for when we get to man of the match,
it's
going to feature heavily.
I'll tell you what. NRL, you can guarantee this bloke's going to tip the Tigers every week, right? Origin, you can guarantee this bloke, this bloke with the big bushy beard, is just going to be all in for Tedesco. Chips in the middle, every hand, James Tedesco, first try, anytime.
Hasn't it been profitable the last
man of the match?
Well, he's just shots on goal, isn't he? He's got tickets in the barrel for you.
Speaking of Teddy, man of the match, let's go. Hey, he's the second favourite, equal second favourite behind Nathan Cleary. May I say, as great as Munster has been, I don't like those odds. Actually, I like those odds better than Daly Cherry Evans at $8. Isaiah Yeo at 12.
Yep.
$15 for Clive Churchill as well. I was having a look at that yesterday. But half or 5/8 has won in 37% of the origins. And the next most likely, what do you think the next? Well, I'll say it because you'll guess it. Hooker.
Hooker.
Cam Smith did it 7 times, but 16 times the hooker has won.
Wow.
Backs win 59%, forwards win 39%, and the bench has only won twice out of 123 games, 123 origins. The last time was Luke Bailey 20 or 19 years ago.
Well, Harry Grant will play an hour, so I wouldn't be letting that talk out of it.
Well, and so just on the minutes, and I tend to bang on it about it a little bit. So I went back through the last few years just to look at man of the matches and how many minutes they do play. So the last series, we know Turbo won it at centre 80, Teddy fullback. Ben Hunt played 80 at hooker as well for Queensland, game 3, won it there. 2020, Cherry Evans halfback 80, Cleary halfback 80, Munster 5/8, 80. We then go to 2019, Dan Gago won it from a wing, very rare.
Three tries.
Two or three tries, ran 300 metres, had the absolute game of his life. Before that, Jake Turbo won it playing prop. Not sure how he did win it, but he played 73 minutes.
The man has suffered enough this
before
week.
Before
that was Tommy, wasn't it?
So Tommy scored a hat-trick.
Yeah, but that's when he should have won it. It was in Perth.
Exactly.
Yeah.
His brother won it after 73 minutes. Before that, my boy Teddy, 80. You need to play huge, huge minutes. Cordner won it playing back row, 70 try minutes and a try. So you just... And this is where Isaiah Yeo jumps off the board for me, is there... $12.
Mm-hmm.
I think he played 80 in game one last series, but then it was 65-65. Up thereabouts, enough to win it, and he's so important. But that's the only thing that's sort of talking me out of him. On your Cam Munster point, he's about the only bloke that I could back
for
Queensland. If they are to win, he's going to need to have a huge game. And there's a lot of guys that are out of form, like Ponger at fullback hasn't been in the best form. Probably has to have a big game for them to win, but Munster jumps out for me.
Cotter will stand out. He'll be silly odds, and that's why he might be worth a lazy $5.
You need to feature in a try. That's not.
Well, he might.
Yeah.
He's going to stand out because he's a hurricane, and commentators will be all over him because he's the kid on debut, and he's all energy.
He won't get the Hurricane's not going to get the luxury that he's probably been awarded to at club level for the first 10 weeks.
I'm just saying he's going to be, what do you got him at, $40 or something?
He'll be a big price, yeah.
I just, further to your point, if the Blues win this game, it's a dead set flip of the coin that Yeo and or Teddy will be in the mix for man of the match.
Mm-hmm.
Do you not think that they are such bulletproof, reliable, consistent players?
The one thing I will say to Yeo's game, we know how important he is, and he can be really, really good, but he sometimes doesn't do the over-flashy, exuberant stuff, which is what jumps out for a man of the match. You kind of need... You need a big line break, or you need a try assist.
He
can score a try, but you need a big try assist in a big moment to
really... But he'll be in the top five players.
Yeah.
Money.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you're right.
Something would have to go wrong for that not to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. We all agree that's good value, Isaiah Yeo. I've got Harry Grant at $21. Anyone want to throw one more into the mix, or we're happy with that?
James Tedesco, if he punches out the numbers he's been punching out and scoring every week, he scored 5 weeks in a row, 7 tries. You can get $11 for him to score a try and get man of the match. Now, if he scores a try, that obviously takes him even closer to man of the match. So I think that's not a bad bet.
All right.
Love it.
Nice stuff there. Let's take a break. We'll have our best bets. And we'll have a quick sneaky look at round 14, which is a long way away. Get him onside.
Yeah, mate. Same game multi for tonight. Thoughts on Panthers to win 13 plus?
Probably not. There's a few injuries this week.
Well, we're going back. Cheers, see ya.
See ya.
Make it look easy with Sportsbet same game multi. More markets and bigger odds with Sportsbet.
All right, executive decision. We're not actually going to look ahead to round 14 because it's too far away. But it's a full round, and Shauno will put our tips up as normal. On socials.
Yep.
Can't say social media anymore. On socials.
Mm-hmm.
And our Get 'Em Onside multi will be up as normal on Thursday.
Tips at the line.
Yep.
Best bets. multi as some weird noise has just come over us in the studio here. I'm feeling that more. I'm hearing it.
The crash.
It's like the lady from Talladega Nights.
It's the crash.
The vibrations. The vibrations. Right, best bets time. Sean, I think I know where you're going here, but kick us off.
Can we check on where the boys are? They'll be in an excavator next door.
Like Bart Simpson with the big wrecking ball?
Very, very simple for me. Nothing Ric Flair about this, but New South Wales at the line. You've got that number four on your side, -3.5 right now. If this was neutral, I think I've got it about -3.5 at the Blues. So when I chuck in the Accor Stadium factor, and it's big. As good as all these professionals are on the Queensland side, the home crowd, you can't overlook it. And I think it sometimes does get overlooked. I think New South Wales provide a little bit of value at the line.
Yeah, I'm going to go with those numbers I spoke about. So the last nine in Sydney, 8 decided by 6 or less, 5 decided by 2 or less. The problem is, it's a rough old ride, this bet, so be warned. Either side to win by 6 or less, because you're always just one try away from getting beaten.
Yeah.
When you're on this bet. So
yeah, it's
you're always cheering the team who's behind, basically.
Yeah.
1 to 12 punters know this feeling.
But it's a great price.
1 to 12 punters know you're always one score away from defeat. And I'm on the same line as Joel, except I'm more gutless. I'm going for the 1 to 12 insurance. Either team 1 to 12. Listen, as a best bet,
That's a great bet.
You throw this in, I think the value is actually, well, $1.62. I'm not betting it on its own.
You got a 24-point window.
So always think about these things differently, don't you? What I'm saying is that's the one you toss into the mix, your same game multi.
Like it.
So that's it. That is our best bet. Score and man of the match.
I'm going to go 26-6.
Oh.
South Wales. Who do you reckon my man of the match?
Well, Teddy. Joel Kane.
16-10 New South Wales. 16-10, and I'm with the Ted train too.
Okay, and Queensland 14-12. You're underestimating the Slater factor. I've heard some good things this week out of Queensland camp. 14-12. Cleary will kick his goals. I'll have him get a penalty goal. And Harry Grant.
Can I ask you one more
question? Harold Grant, who will be my man of the match.
One more question, which you probably would know the answer to, but it's, again, without notice. Mm-hmm. We know the numbers on winning the first Origin.
Yeah, it's 80%.
80%.
Yep.
Right.
So, winner of game one has won 29 out of the 40. Loser of game one has won 9, and there's been 2 draws. So you're a 9 in 40 chance.
Which is, and those the numbers sound impressive, but it's exactly what you'd expect with that, with a one game advantage in
knowing someone's won the first game.
Knowing someone's already got in the back pocket to then only have to win one of the next two.
Yeah.
Here's my question, Sean. If Queensland win game one, what are their odds of 3-0 drop to? Because they're $10 now.
Well, it'll be what?
$1.80 times $1.80 sort of thing?
Yeah, it'll be probably pick them in. Well, they'll be favourites in
Perth.
Mid-threes.
They'll be favourites in Queensland in game three. Pick him by $3.50 or something like that.
$10. I don't think they'll win 3-0, but a bit of value. That's it. That was fun. I don't mind doing the Monday podcast. We might have just unearthed something here.
We're the kids.
Bad father. Thank you, Joel.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sean. And last words.
Yeah, enjoy State of Origin. Take a sec before you bet. Set up a deposit limit. Go the Blues. And most importantly, gamble responsibly.